back, and we take a break real quick in about 5 minutes, right after the top of the hour. That was a short break at the top. I want to go ahead and bring in Dave from Wisconsin. And Todd, pick up the phone, call back if you're still out there listening. We're still on. Got another hour. But Mike, hold on. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Mike. Let me bring Dave in. Dave, you there?
Yeah, hello, Lieutenant Eric Schein.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Sorry for making you wait.
No problem.
I got Mike still on the line, but I wanted to bring you in so you didn't drop. And what do you want to bring to the conversation?
Well, first of all, a compliment. You're sticking to the facts, and you're exposing the fraud that's in the courts. There's quorum non judis. And so I compliment you on that. But two different points I'd just like to make real fast is
sure.
One, in a public law 107-295, section 104, titled Extension of Seaward Jurisdiction, is very interesting in that it identifies a presidential proclamation, 5928, as being literally the authority for how this law is framed, this particular section of this law.
Is this how they're extending everything and anything attached to the water in 100 miles?
Yes, it's the extension of it.
Yeah.
But it identifies a treaty that the United States is not even yet a signatory to, and this was signed by Reagan back on December 27th, 1988. So I have submitted a question to the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin already, and in terms of identifying how this law could possibly be legitimate, because on its face it is not, because it identifies an authority that our nation has not signed on to. And incidentally, Section 105 has an interesting title that you might want to look into. The title of that is Suspension of Limitation on Strength of Coast Guard. You might want to actually submit a question to the Attorney General of the state of California on that issue.
Can you send me that information to LT Schein, S-H-I-N-E, at socal.r.com?
Yes, I can make an attempt. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm successful at linking, but it's... It's the
Let me write that down. Let me get it. Hold
well,
on.
It's yeah, all right.
What was the first public law? It was 107?
It's public law 107-295.
And that's the one on the 100-mile extension of boundary layers?
Yeah, in every direction, even into the air, as absurd as that sounds.
Well, that's what the Coast Guard's even saying, that it has control over, and this is in the new public law with the Coast Guard. It has authority over everything above, on and under the water, and they're looking for
anyway. I already have submitted this in question form, with all due respect to the Attorney General here, and so.
What was the other public law?
Pardon me.
What was the other one? The other public law?
Well, it's within. No, it's a presidential proclamation that's identified within Section 104, Presidential Proclamation 5928. It's very interesting to study through this.
But that's identified within the PL 107?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually right within 107-295, Section 104.
104, okay.
Yeah.
And cool. Then, no, that's what... See, we're not paying attention and doing what you're doing, even raising the question and following up and doing this. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
A lot of people need to, right?
Yes. We have to. The only way that our government, our form of government works is when people carry on oversight of the government.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what's needed by a lot of people, because this is the counteroffensive
legal offensive
against the American
people. Dave, I'll let you finish off after the music. Let me go to break real quick. It'll take a minute. We'll be right back, and then you can finish off. We'll be right back. New Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. We'll talk with Mike and Dave. Pick up the phone, 800-313-9443.
With
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I think I'd just leave it at that, and I'll call in again sometime, but I brought to your attention
Dave,
what I really
quickly,
wanted to.
Let me throw this at you. Please go research, and you can find this on the Harvard, it's the Harvard Review, I think. But it goes, it's a better description of it than I found anywhere else.
All
it's
right.
A quote-unquote recent case, although it's from 2005. But it's constitutional law, free speech. Sixth Circuit holds that civil penalties imposed for interfering with airport security screeners through the use of loud and profane language is not a burden on the First Amendment. It's Rendon, R-E-N-D-O-N, versus Transportation Security Administration. Let me just read this one little section real quick. Quote, it's not what you say, but how you say it. They provide a keen adage for the Dale Carnegie set, but it seems like a treacherously slippery test for adjudicating First Amendment claims. Nonetheless, constitutional scholars and weary travelers alike should pay heed. Recently, in Rendon versus Transportation Security Administration, the Sixth Circuit upheld the constitutionality of civil penalties imposed on an airline passenger who used loud and profane language while protesting airport security procedures and screening delays. The panel reasoned that by prompting a security screener to shut down a checkpoint to retrieve his supervisor, the passenger, quote-unquote, interfered with security procedures in violation of TSA regulations. That's not the law. These are regulations that were set up by the TSA. Guess what? This traveler was a TSA agent. This whole thing was a setup. a $700 fine for him saying this is effing ridiculous. And, you know, as to the delays and him being wanted, especially because he's a TSA agent, and the same judge sitting on my case, Brzezinski, in where they're using the Coast Guard to carry on, you know, military tribunals of civilians, alleged civilians, Brzezinski upheld, and then now the Sixth Circuit upheld that it's okay to impose $700 fines upon travelers for cursing.
I can appreciate the merits of why you said that, but that's why I am also much the more adamant about a lot of good people getting questions before the attorney generals, because this is preemptive. This is before the fact. This is before anyone has had any allegations of any offense of any kind. This is by the numbers the way to do it.
Well, and to never stop and to continue to resist any way and every way that you can ethically, morally, and within good conscience do everything to stand in opposition to what is going on in our constitutional republic in the move to turn it back into either a colony of or a standalone kingdom.
You have my word on it, LT. I'll let somebody
All
else
right.
get to talking with you. So long.
Peace, guy. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I could barely hear him. I was really straining to hear what he was saying, but...
Well, sometimes when we bring in a couple callers, it's hard, but I apologize.
Yeah, you were kind of low. You were louder a while ago, but I also have trouble hearing you sometimes. But no,
you okay now.
I'm wondering when the opinion of the Attorney General, which they've operated under since I think 1925,
right?
That says that. Things are at the discretion of the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, like the gold fringe and the number of stars on the flag.
Well,
and,
but that also goes into the unitary executive.
Huh?
That's the whole concept that these guys are trying to push, is that Congress is a standalone branch of government. That it's not a branch of government, it's a tree unto itself, with its own branches and with its own legislative, executive, and judicial powers, and that the executive branch is a standalone tree unto itself with all of its own branches with legislative, executive, and judicial powers.
Well,
and that, again, the judiciary is not a branch of government, but a standalone tree. That's what these guys are pushing, but what they're doing is they're not properly feeding and protecting Congress and not properly feeding and protecting the judiciary, and they're feeding the executive branch and turning it into a kingdom,
well,
a hierarchy to where the president reigns supreme over everything else.
From what I've gathered sources is that they've eliminated any that you can be a state citizen in any capacity, and basically all of the
except for taxes. They still want to, you know, they want to combine everything, but then still tax you for state and federal
as a resident of that state, not as a citizen.
Right.
You're no matter what act of law you look at, they label you a resident and. In effect, they have transferred to where you're doing business with Congress as a U.S. citizen and a resident of your state, but you're doing business with Congress as the
parent corporation
of the District of Columbia.
Right, and they're also trying to turn us all from citizens into consumers. And I've heard this even in the courts, to where rather than referring to me as a citizen, they refer to me as a consumer.
Huh.
And this goes into, but I don't know if you heard me read the stuff on the market state from Philip Bobbitt's book.
No, I guess I missed that. Did you have...
This goes into feudalism. Let me read this real quick to you and tell me what you pick out of it. This is from part three of his book. It's titled The Historic Consequences of the Long War. His book is called The Shield of Achilles. And he's, you know, I'd read you his bio, but this guy's a total, you know, globalist right out of the UK and London, although he's, you know, supposedly an American. He lives in Austin, D.C., and London. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The Long War was from 1914, World War One, to the fall of the wall in Germany in 1990 or thereabouts. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities, and listen to this, and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, as a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind.
Well, I don't think they're talking about the Constitution in its original form.
No, it's fascism.
Yeah.
They're talking about converting our country, our Constitution, our republic, into a fascist state where the market controls rather than the people and the law.
I think it was Media Bypass. Do you remember that magazine, Media Bypass?
No, yeah.
They published a while, it's back 11 or 12 years ago, they published an article or a little sidebar article that had the top 10 movies of lawyers' favorite movies.
Right.
One of them was the original Rollerball, with James Caan.
Right.
All of the world's governments had been replaced by corporations, and each of the cities of the world that had their own Rollerball team were ruled by these corporate overlords, you know, corporate executive decisions, you know.
But do you understand what is represented by those corporations?
Well, they...
No, really, seriously, like, they're royal families. They have used their access to the government, like Allen. Admiral Allen is married to Pamela Hess. Pamela Hess is... Admiral Allen's a current Coast Guard commandant. This guy's as dirty as they come. He's tied to Allen Wrenches, Allen Head Bolts. These same families, and whether you can find the direct tie, because what these guys do a lot is they take on the names. I mean, like, you know, even Gerald Ford, his name is not really Gerald Ford. It's Leslie King, I think. And he starts to look into names like King. King is tied to Kaiser. Kaiser means, you know, king in German. Our HMO system, Kaiser Permanente, was handed to us by Henry J. Kaiser and Richard Nixon. And you start to realize that these corporations are actually representations. They're virtual castles, virtual feudal, you know, private states or estates of these royal families that have lived and passed on their intellectual property, their access to government and to private corporations, and intellectual property and more for eons, for decades, for hundreds of years, for thousands of years, and have migrated through every civilization on the planet, and they are now banded together in fascist form to help and support other like-minded families.
Well, is it just window dressing that the British royal family is not allowed to wear any of the accoutrements of the crown or any royal, regalia when they go into the business district of London? Because I've heard that was because of the Rothschilds that took it over.
Well, and the Rothschilds, you look to that name in Roth from Germany.
Red Shield.
And Rothschild came from. But it's an extension of the same family or house. Hold on, we'll be right back. We're going to break. It's, Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone with Dinner of Shine. We're talking to Mike in Kentucky, 800-313-3131. 9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. I just want to mention the website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. I also want to mention I'm going to be speaking at the Whittier Peace Group this Thursday, April 16th, about the use of military tribunals by Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, upon American or alleged civilians, and I'm not the only individual, although I'm a naval officer, they're alleging that I'm a civilian, but there are other civilians who they've been prosecuting within these self-made courts that they've made under common law and have been abolished several times over by acts of Congress. So I ask for people to get involved in this to, for want of a better way of saying it, come to my aid and protection. To get this out and to fight it, because this is as unconstitutional as you can get, to where the military is not just carrying on police activities, they have established their own courts under Homeland Security and under the Coast Guard. And when you look into the power of admiralty and the constitutional nature of admiralty and the powers of the executive branch under admiralty, it is not a good position for our nation, for our people, or for the world for that matter, because it is a stepping stone to world war. These guys are taking all the actions, and part of the problem, too, is that those within the Coast Guard, like Admiral Allen, have been playing games with our secure communications, like Tempest programs, to betray us and to leak out and feed secure communications to foreign royal interests by installing the Tempest communication systems on the Coast Guard National Security Cutters, the Bertholdt and the Vosch, to get German names for the security cutters, so that they would bleed out what is supposed to be secure communications from these vessels to vessels in the surrounding area, and thereby leaking out intel to those who are opposed to the United States remaining as a republic. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, I was just thinking it sounds like the cooperative effort that nobody will officially admit to, called the Echelon system, which is goes back a couple of decades that anybody's aware of, and the European Union even investigated it. Their concern was not for it violating anybody's privacy, but that the United States and England or Australia would be doing industrial espionage and getting trade secrets from European economic interests. And, of course, they did a report and said that it exists and da-da-da, you know. But this was all, I think, before September 11th occurred.
Right.
And then, of course, we've had whistleblowers since that reported on the secret splitter rooms and these other computers that are sucking up bandwidth.
Well, you understand what they're doing, because think about how sophisticated the systems and the software is, and think about when you place so much power in the hands of a very few people, and we know that, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, that what's going on, and this goes into Congressman Christopher Cox, this goes into, you know, the helium mines and the stash of helium that Cox sold working across both aisles, something that very few people would know about, and know it was a U.S. Treasury asset, just like a gold mine. And for working across the aisles, he was appointed to be head of the SEC, to where he could go in and data mine, just like they were data mining the government for intellectual property that was sitting on the shelf unused, that they could make, you know, turn into a company, corporation, or business. They were going into corporations to data mine the corporations through the SEC to steal business secrets. And what they're doing, even with the data mining, if you know that T-Mobile is a German corporation, this cell company and now landline company is a German corporation. And what they were doing was eavesdropping so that, say, you and I are talking about an idea. We want to start a business. We come up with a proprietary idea. We think we're talking over the phone, you know, somewhat secure, a secure line. I'm calling you, you're calling me. No one gets in between. It's all done, you know, patched through digitally, and no one is supposed to be eavesdropping. Well, guess what? They are, and they just took the proprietary information that we came up with, and they took it to market faster than us because they have the access, they have the resources, and they can get it to market much quicker than you and I. And now all of a sudden we lost that opportunity that we would have otherwise had.
Well, there's a legal limit on the amount of encryption you can use, and if they weren't needing to snoop, why would there be a legal or wanting to snoop? Why would there be a legal limit on the amount of encryption you could use on a phone conversation?
Well,
at least what I've read, there is.
But the thing goes to the presumption of innocence. You know, they shouldn't have to crack a any kind of encryption code or anything else, or even be involved in your phone call, unless there's some suspicion that you have, or some complaint that you have broken the law.
Well, as far as I've heard, there's, and even Fox News did a report on it, 90-some percent, if not nearly all, of the data and billing that is done on American phone accounts is done by five or six Israeli connected companies.
So that's where you have to realize that Israel is not a republic. Israel is not a democracy. It's a kingdom.
Well,
the reason, remember when 9/11 happened, right? Hold on. We'll get into the 15 of the 19 terrorists from Saudi Arabia right after this, but hold on, Mike. We're going to break. 800-313-9443. See, people, how easy it was to pick up the phone, dial the number. You won't break your fingers. You won't break your ear. It's not hard. And it doesn't hurt when you call in. You can engage in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back, 800-313-9443. Hey, Mike, did that hurt calling in?
No, not really, as far as I know, but then never go when a white van is going to show up with a... You know, that's policy. We're talking about the current state of the of things, and United Press International, Richard Sale wrote a story, and you can find it readily on numerous web pages. But I've got the original printout of it because I couldn't believe it when they interviewed some FBI guy who I guess didn't want, you know, was afraid of losing his pension, so he just said, "Look, I can't comment on this. It's a policy matter, and we enforce federal laws." But basically what he was referring to was that Israel had decided that they were going to kill any enemies of Israel, anybody that they deemed to be an enemy of Israel, anywhere they wanted to, even in the United States. And this FBI guy says, well, this is a policy matter. Well, the FBI only enforces federal law, so... You know, it don't matter what the law is if you're under a policy that they want to get rid of you. Be it, what's her name, Gwyneth Paltrow, the D.C. madam.
Right.
If it's policy to take her out, then you're sorry, you know.
Yeah, well, that gets, again, back into the whole unitary executive and where policy trumps law. You know,
welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Your theme song there. Help, we're slipping into the twilight.
Exactly.
Submitted for your approval.
Well, what I was trying to say, though, about the war in Iraq, not only was the Department of Homeland Security created in 2003 The Coast Guard was moved into the Department of Homeland Security in March of 2003. The war against Iraq was launched within 2 weeks of this. And at the very same time, they brought charges against me, pulled me out of federal district court and into a military tribunal. When you look at what happened in 9/11, 15 of the 19 terrorists were from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a kingdom. We attacked another republic. When you look at how England and Germany, as kingdoms, have set the United States as a republic against the former Soviet Union, which was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and you can argue about the way they interpreted republics and the way we interpreted republics, but we had more in common with Russia than we did with England and or Germany. And I hate to say I'm not a communist. I believe in our Constitution. But when you really start to peel back the layers and all the BS that we've been fed, you know, World War One and or Two, Two was an extension of One. One started because Duke Ferdinand, a member of the House of Habsburg, German royalty that still exists today and is in power. You know, George Bush is a member of the House of Habsburg, along with Queen Elizabeth. The Windsors changed their name in the middle of World War One because they thought it, people might think it was kind of weird that a German royal family tied to the German royal family in Germany was fighting itself in England, fighting Germany. When you really realize the military-industrial complex, that they are on both sides of the, you know, war, and they are profiting from both sides of the war, just like in our own Civil War, how J.P. Morgan came to the United States before the Civil War, helped incite the Civil War, funded both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, just like they're doing now in this second Civil War going on here in the United States. And then you look at who J.P. Morgan was backed by. His father, who was an English banker, backed by the Crown, and that J.P. Morgan also started General Electric, the fifth largest corporation in the world, that also owns and controls NBC. Then you realize we are a Crown colony. Still, we are not independent.
Well, it was my understanding, though, that during Napoleon's day, that the Rothschilds basically were able to do insider trading and completely take over the financial holdings of most of England.
Most of Europe, because this thing, you know, it started with Prussia, with the German federations and German republics, and they were trying to, the last 1,000 years of European history has centered around the unification or reunification of Greater Germania. France, the wars, the Franco-Prussian wars, the wars with Germany after Prussia was, you know, incorporated into the German state, the wars with France, where France took on and took over or took in the military-industrial complex, just like the Germans had. They, you know, the French had it before because Krupp was both making cannons for the Germans and the French. And others, you know, back into the 1500s. The same thing was done with England and or Italy and or Spain, all of the kingdoms of Europe, to bring them into this confederation now known as the European Union. I mean, this whole thing has been a game, and they use the military and the military-industrial complex to do it. It's a land bridge of sorts, used for invasion.
Well, I would have suspected that J.P. Morgan was more a puppet of those Rothschild banking interests that were
the Crown
interested
the Crown.
In getting...
However you want to attach the Rothschilds to the Crown or the Crown to the Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan was working for the royal families of England and or Europe. Because you know where the Rothschilds came from.
Well, this country had an attitude, at least a populist attitude, going back quite a while before the Civil War. I think it's commonly called the Manifest Destiny. A lot of people thought of this country as the new Israel because we did not have a king, and that was what biblically got Israel in such trouble, was that they cried out for a king, even though Yahweh said, you don't want a king, you know. And so we had, you know, there was an attitude that this was the new Israel, this was the new promised land, and those Rothschilds, man, they don't like that idea.
And it's not just the Rothschilds. Rothschilds are an extension of the Roth family name. You know, Rothschild.
I thought it was out of the brothers of Mayor Amschel Bayer, a moneylender in Germany, who took the name Rothschild from the red banners that they hung out that let you know they were a moneylender.
Yep.
I think that's what Eustace Mullins.
That's where their name originated from.
Red Shield, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to also understand that a lot of these names are either given, taken, or chosen, and that many people who, like, you know, I'm trying to think of who it is. I think it's, who's not Geithner? Who's the other, I think it's his chief of staff, Obama's chief of staff.
The Jewish guy, the radical Jewish guy,
Rahm Emanuel. That was a producer yelling at my ear. I don't think that's his real name. I'm trying to think of, but he actually, think about this. He left the United States in the first Gulf War and joined the Israeli army. Could Arnold Schwarzenegger leave the United States and join the Austrian army for whatever reason, or could, what's his name in L.A., the mayor, Pierre Rigosa, could he leave the United States and become a member of the Federales or Mexican military and come back to the United States and hope to get elected to high office somehow? No.
Well,
so how do we allow this for any other nation state to have guys like Chertoff and others who obviously serve, or at least there's the question,
yeah,
and any conflict of interest is supposed to be averted, whether it's real or perceived. How can someone keep their dual citizenship with any other country in the world, whether it's Switzerland, Israel, Mexico, Canada, or any other country, and be a head of state, whether it's in state government or federal government?
Well, under the qui bono, you know, the Latin who benefits,
right.
Who benefits from all this political correctness and the, the sensitivity training. And for whatever reason, the only people that are allowed to be racist are Jews. It is not politically correct to criticize them for their racism.
Well, you understand that to a large degree, I don't think anybody doubts that the Holocaust ever happened. But there was a lot of Catholics and Gypsies and
Jehovah's
Christians
Witnesses.
Jehovah's
Witnesses, homosexuals.
And homosexuals, and everything under the sun that were killed, just like in any other war, because it's a land grab. It's a property grab.
Well, they're going
after the money. It's about power.
They're going after the dog handlers, but they're letting IBM get away with facilitating all the work camps and death camps.
Right, because they are those royal, self-elected, self-appointed royal families that are behind these corporations like IBM that are using them as castles, control mechanisms, just like in medieval Europe, to impose themselves upon the people, to fleece us like sheep and to milk us like cattle so that they can literally live off of our backs and the labor of our efforts.
There's a whole book, written about the other victims of the Nazis, and I was looking on my bookshelf right now to see who the author is, and I can't find it.
But you realize that a lot of what happened, there's a book and a movie out called Black Book. It was really rich Jews working with really rich Germans and Austrians and Bavarians and Swiss and others that carry this out against poor people.
Well, they set up the people that did not, that were not enthusiastically going along with the Zionist ambitions. They set them up to be killed, and the people that were transferred over to Palestine were allowed to leave Germany.
The History Channel admits that, look, the Jews didn't live in Palestine. They went in under, Joshua, and took the land. They even show on the History Channel of the wars that they did it and how they did it. They're not hiding it. They went in and seized the land from the Canaanites, the people who were actually living there.
Well, yeah, they the whole time after they were exiled from
Egypt.
After they got away from Egypt, they went around killing people.
Right, and, you know,
for
at
40
some
years
point,
or something.
The Israelis or Jews or those who lived in the kingdom of Jerusalem, because it was a kingdom for a very long time, just like many of the other countries. And to think that all of a sudden, at the beginning of this, the early 1900s, when Duke Ferdinand was shot, that started the world, World War One, that was the continuation of World War Two and the Cold War, and what we're seeing now, which is all about royals and the House of Habsburg from Germany, you start to realize that it's not about just Jews or Germans or even Italians. It's about crime families from all different walks of life, from all different races, all different religions, who will band together under the Rainbow Coalition of Fascism to help impoverish and impose themselves, impoverish others and impose themselves upon the rest of the world that is willing to accept it. And at some point, people need to realize this is about the you can boil it all down to the argument between a republic and self-governance and kingdoms. That's it. That is everything that's going on right now. There's those who believe that we elect a king and those who believe that we elect an administrator, an executive officer, just like on a ship. The CO is in charge. The captain is in charge. The executive officer works for the captain. Our president works for Congress. That's how it's supposed to be, not how it is now. Mike, hold on.
The ship of state.
Mike, you done or you want to? You good?
I'm sorry. Could you hear me?
Are you good? I want to go ahead and bring in Bill. Get another caller. You want
to
call back?
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, peace, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks. Hey, Bill, in Indiana, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Idaho. Sorry. Bill, you there?
Yeah, right here.
How's it going?
Well, considering the discussion, I'm not exactly sure. Considering the season as well, would wish you the best.
Easter, right?
Exactly.
Peace and love, brother.
Yes, as well to you and yours. I just, wanted your excellent discussion to, include or reprise the discussion in regard to the Exxon. I think it's a very, very, very important concept. I believe you can get even more of it over at the-law.biz with...
what are you talking about again? The Exxon?
The Exxon. I think it's a very interesting concept considering that, quote-unquote, representatives of our government are not interested in addressing the pirates on the sea. They would appreciate addressing the pirates on land.
Well, but you realize, see, this is what I'm trying to point out. Guys like Senator Kerry, who's married to Teresa Heinz Kerry.
Yes.
Teresa was married to Senator Heinz Ketchup. Heinz Ketchup used to make money off of the war because they would get huge contracts from the federal government, military federal contracts, and under wartime, those contracts can be let to whoever they want. We've seen it with KBR and more, to build an empire out of condiments. They don't. These fascists don't just make bullets and bombs. They use their access to the federal government to start a company making condiments. Or like in Sarah Palin's situation with her ties to Heath candy bars and the Heath family fortunes to make English toffee as provided to the troops during World War II.
Well, there's no end to the possibilities when you own all of the access.
Exactly. And what they do is they're shutting out, and this is why the economy is tanking, because there's no opportunity. People can't grow and succeed and start their own business because they're being elbowed out by these families that are not only massive corporate families, but they own and control and are the government now.
Yes. Well,
and that is fascism, where you have the same, that, you know, the government should be in opposition to and going after the corporations, not the citizens as they are now. Hold on, Bill. We're going to break real quick. We'll be right back. So hold on. You going to hold?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. We'll be right back with Bill from Idaho.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back, and Bill, as an Easter present to you, you got the last. Let me close out and say that this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein, and Bill, you get the last few minutes here before we close out.
Well, I just tried to make it quick, and very much appreciate your participation in Republic. I mean, the message that you send out, documentation and history that you outline is only further evidence of the new KGB, and that's old 85 history, by William Corson and Robert Crowley, the engine of Soviet power is what ultimately we're seeing enforced here through the administrative state out of the executive. It's so very, very important that the audience become informed, aware, participate, as you say.
Well, I could use some help, too. I'm still getting, you know, pounded by a branch of military that I'm not in. And to stop this from ending up on your doorstep or anyone else's, I could really use some help in, you know, resisting this, pushing it back, because it's been done before, too.
Yes.
You know, they've done this every time we have a war. They try to flip things on its head and use the military and impose it upon the civilians. And it has to stop. You know, it needs to be resisted and pushed back against.
Well, we need that email address a couple more times each show so that finally people actually get up off their easy chair and write it down and actually apply something to PayPal or something. But I'd only warrant that possibly sometime you'd be a guest with Chris Hinckley on Road Warrior Radio. You know, it is on this same network later on in the day, Monday through Friday, 9.
Yeah, I'll bring him on my program, and, you know,
that
you
would
call
cool.
him his and suggest that he bring me on his. But
that'd be great.
I don't have any problem with – I'll talk to just about anybody.
Yeah.
If they disagree with him. You know, it's like the old adage of, you know, you can say whatever you want, and I may disagree with you. But I respect your right to say it, and I will fight to the death to protect that right for you, even though I disagree with what you're saying.
Being the officer and gentleman that you are, even more so that's appreciated. I'm just hoping that possibly Lee Brobst discussion in regard to withdrawing out of that administrative system that they have so skillfully woven into everyday life.
Well, what they've done is basically taken the DMV-type hearing system, you know, for you and your license,
sure.
and turned it on to everything. To where the Administrative Procedure Act that was intended for internal remedial hearings and due process for members, you know, people who are working in the government to protect their due process rights but also protect, quote-unquote, state secrets, that they have now turned it to where we are all administrative citizens. We are all subjects to the executive branch, and we are all subject to whatever they want to do. And that's not our system of self-governance.
That surely is not. It would appear to me that you're just but, or to be just but another federal demonstration project by a judiciary, or what is the new judiciary of the new GRU. And that is very disquieting, considering what that portends for the people that are having a difficult time following this conversation at all.
But the other thing that is important, though, is, again, the only way that this will stop is for more people to get involved, other people to get involved, and to help stop it. Because the only way that our government, our system of self-governance works is for the people to get involved and carry on oversight of the government.
Well, that corporatocracy would love that governance. It's supposed to be a constitutional republic, and that would necessarily disallow for any kind of governance whatsoever. Since that's fascism, I'll talk to you soon.
That's the end of the show.
Bless you. Stay with us.
All right, take care, guys. God bless. We're out. All right, people, have a good Easter. Peace.
With